Well, good morning, church. Now, before we begin, let's pray. Gracious and loving God, we pray that only your word be spoken, only your word heard, and only your word lived. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Well, friends, this morning I want to offer a small reflection on the wisdom of Jesus. You know, what our gospel reading shows us is that even as a child, Jesus had incredible wisdom. And as we all prepare to enter a new year, a year in which, I mean, only God knows what it will bring, we need the wisdom of God, the wisdom of Jesus, not only to survive, but to thrive. So why don't we take this time to reflect on this moment in 12-year-old Jesus' life. Now, in today's gospel reading, we learn that Jesus' family went to Jerusalem for the Passover, and then they left the big city to return home. However, Jesus stayed behind. And after 3 days of searching for him, they found him at the temple. And it says, after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. Now, I know we've all heard the common saying, knowledge is knowing that a tomato is fruit. Wisdom is not putting it in fruit salad. See, knowledge is largely an accumulation of facts on a given subject in our world. In other words, it's horizontal. Wisdom is vertical. It comes down to us from God. Now, the fact that Jesus was born in a humble manger into a poor family reveals an important fact to us, especially here in the West. It is far more important to grow in wisdom than to grow in wealth. Wisdom outweighs wealth. You see, the priority of Jesus wasn't to grow his portfolio. His priority was to spend as much time as he could in the house of God. He values closeness with God. And he values it because Jesus knew what we must today learn. Intimacy with the Father leads to growth in wisdom. You know, after Jesus' parents find him in the temple court, he says to them, "Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" Now, I think it's easy for any of us to think, well, you know, that was Jesus. Jesus is special. He's the Son of God. And, well, you're right. On the one hand, Jesus' relationship with his Father was unique. There is only one Son of God, and that's Jesus. But on the other hand, Jesus invites us to call God Father. He has invited us into the family. You know, when Jesus prayed to God, he used the Aramaic word Abba, a word used by children, like when my daughter Eve calls me Dada. And he didn't keep this word to himself. He taught the disciples, he taught us to do the same in the Lord's Prayer. You know, St. Paul, writing about the Holy Spirit in the letter to the Romans, he says, "For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, and by him we cry, Abba, Father." And as we draw closer to God only through Jesus, we will grow in godly wisdom, which is the key to joy in any circumstance. Through his intimate relationship with God, it says Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and people. It's actually a very similar description to that used of Samuel in our Old Testament reading. Both Samuel and Jesus prove that wisdom should grow as we get closer to God. Not that Jesus' wisdom was flawed or imperfect, but it grew as he matured, and it should with us. Jesus' wisdom came from his intimate relationship with God. God was his Father. He knew that he needed to be in his Father's house, and his intimacy with his Father was the foundation of his wisdom. Now, as we prepare to enter the new year with all the uncertainties that the future holds, let's commit ourselves to growing in intimacy with God. And the promise is that as we grow closer to God, we'll grow in wisdom and, like Jesus, learn to navigate the challenges of life with faith, hope, and love. Church, together, let's pray. Father, thank you that you have adopted us into your family and that through Jesus, we can call you Abba, Father. Through your Spirit, may we grow in wisdom and stature and favor with God and people. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.